With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The champions! And welcome back to the studio. Of course, we've been following the first half of Pod Shambles here. From the pitch side, and what an 80 hours of feast of football we've had, Andy.
Ruth.
Thank
My
you,
name's
Ruth.
Ruth.
What have you made of it so far?
Oh, well, it's the first thing we've got to touch upon here, excuse the pun, is...
Excuse,
thank you, is that it's many be a game of football, and what it is instead is it's not. And what they've done, actually, is instead of doing the football, excuse the pun, is...
Excused.
Thanks. Cheers, Andy. Is that they've actually... It's a podcast instead. And I think that's an interesting choice from the manager.
It's an unconventional choice, isn't it? And we've seen him experiment with lineups and go for, you know, a 4-4-2, a 4-3-3, one at the back, three up the butt.
It's usually a 1-1.
It's usually a 1-1 kind of consideration. What do you make of this new star signing?
Well, I think Zach is a real letdown
really?
for this squad. I think that it's been a mistake because often he's not here. And I mean, it's meant to be a game of three halves. And those three halves...
Three?
Three halves. It's meant to be a one-and-a-half game. And I mean, by our standards, that would technically be 240 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
But of course, here we are at the 80-hour mark. I see no sign of slowing down. And then you've got to take into account extra time, which is, just sort of, all those big gaps.
I mean, it's optional, really,
in between when they're actually playing.
We've seen these two players really come into their own in extra time. That's really when they let loose.
That is true. I've seen...
Fucking silly.
Laurie, the barrel man, Havelock, he's turned from a wee pup into a big pup.
Actually, we just got him on the replay there. We'll just slow down, show you here. And you see him coming in from the right with that enormous tackle of his.
Excuse the pun.
No, excuse the... I will not excuse it this time.
Oh, okay.
And just describe for the viewer what's happening here when Jervis cuts in from the left.
Well, Jervis comes in jaws first, which is a very Jervis move to do. He's often playing with his mouth, quite literally and figuratively, excuse the pun. And he's...
Excuse me.
And he's... I mean, he's... One thing you can say about Jervis is he's got less blood than other people do. And it's real clear because he slows down quite a lot. And I hope you didn't mind me saying, but he's also gotten a bit wiggly.
He's got
a big wiggly.
He's always been a wiggler, but that's
the Ruth guarantee.
And of course, we'll come to see that come to play in the second half. Just before we go back pitch side, Ruth, can you give us just a one-word summary of the game so far?
Well, if you excuse the pun, I'd like to just say in one word, it's definitely categorically one word. It's a shambles. And that's probably going to be my one word, if you'll excuse it.
That was three words.
It is.
So maybe one word?
One word would probably be piss. Or jobby.
Piss jobby. Piss. Thank you, Ruth, for that one analysis. Word. We'll be right back with the game pitch side coming soon. Back to the shambles.
Back to the court.
The champions! Thanks, Ruth.
That's all right, Tom.
Didn't agree on that.
Oh my God.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
Doesn't help that you drink loads of carbonated drinks immediately before we start.
Yeah, but I'm trying
to
change it up. I'm trying to mix up my game. Well, I'm not. I'm drinking, if anything, more carbonated drinks.
Oh my god, we're recording. It's a tale of two boys. Oh my god, we caught it!
That's the football song.
That is the football song. Here on Pod Shambles Live is number 58, live from London, Paddy Jervis.
Is it Laurie Havelock? Oh man.
I was trying a more upbeat intro.
That's cool, it's good, because I think I said it in the last episode or something like that. I want us to say our names more.
Yes, Paddy Jervis, my fine friend of several years.
That's okay, Laurie Havelock, my fine accomplice.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, sidekick.
Okay, you're downgrading. I buy the second downgrading me.
No, apparently
best boy.
Best boy. You're best boy.
You're my second grip, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a swing handler.
You are a gaffer.
I am a. What is that? Is it? No, let's not go into this. But what I was going to say, apparently using each other's names is a sign of affection that is becoming lost. I've tried to do it with Benny recently. I've tried to stop calling her Benny all the time. Right.
Why would you call her usually?
What?
Woman!
She's got other names for her. You know?
Squaw!
We've got other names for each other, but I'm making a conscious effort to say her name a lot. And then she confronted me about it and was like, why do you keep saying my name? It's like really weird. And I was like, well, it's loving. And she was like, no, it sounds like you're like trying to convince yourself of something all the time.
Yes, Benny. It is Benny, isn't it?
Exactly.
I have got that right, haven't I?
Yeah, exactly. It was like I was telling you about clamping. When you touch each other and clasping, not clamping.
Yeah, clamping is definitely
clamps, get the clamps. No, clasping and name calling, and I'm trying not name calling.
Jesus, I mean hanging around being your a girlfriend must be so much fun.
Hey, you know what?
you're busy like pinching anything you can and saying her name. Hey, Paddy, Paddy, yeah, hey, Paddy,
yeah,
hey,
exactly. Yeah.
How you doing there, Paddy Jervis?
How you doing?
How you doing there, Paddy Andrew Xavier Jervis, my friend, my dear friend? Hey.
I think I'm a catch. Well, not a good catch. I'm a catch, though. I'm like.
You're a catch in the same way like the catch of the day is a catch, in that you've got lots
I'm
of
pollock.
Claws.
I'm a pollock.
You're a crab.
Yeah, I'm a crab, exactly. And if you see
big
a crab in a fish and chip shop, yeah, I'd buy a crab, sure, but I'm not over the moon about it. And that's what I think that I am
that's
in a
the kind
relationship.
Of package you are
I'm
making.
The crab of love.
Well, look, I'm glad we've launched straight back into this. It's nice to be back in the seat again.
Yeah,
back
exactly.
In the saddle.
Exactly. We're sharing one seat.
Well, we're both side saddled in the same seat.
Oh, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would.
Forcibly off balance.
A lot of chafing.
A lot of chafing.
How have you been, mate?
Oh, dude, I've been all sorts of good.
Yeah?
No. Yeah, no, I've been fine.
Oh, good.
No, I've been... Oh, good, here we are.
Paddy's tails into the abyss.
Yeah, I stared into the abyss and it just flicked me the V's. And that was it.
Didn't even give you the time of day to stare back.
No, exactly. It wasn't even looking at me. Didn't notice. No, I've been good, man. I've been good. I'm off work. I'm critically off work.
Yes, because your comedy partner has had a baby.
He's had a baby.
Or at least his partner has had a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
He was there.
They've had a baby. I've met the baby. The baby's very lovely. I'm seeing the baby again tomorrow. It's it's all good joy. But yeah, it's sort of thrown my life into a bit of a weird place. And like,
because you're not the baby anymore.
Yeah, I'm not the baby. Well, no, he was the baby. Let's be honest. I'm a baby too. But
he's a big baby.
But if two babies have to look after one another, one baby, I feel... Like has to sort of take charge.
You were alpha babe.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like a baby eating a baby's tail. Like, but with two babies.
Babe Ouroboros.
Yeah, Babe Ouroboros. Or yin yang. But
babe yang.
No, there's not a good one for that. But you know what I mean. And I don't know. Trying to sum up my last. I'll tell this sums up my last 3 weeks since we last sat down.
Where,
baby? Oh, button me up. Yeah. The thing that sums up my last 3 weeks. Is you know lime and soda,
mm-hmm.
right? So you do, right? You know it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So here's what I've discovered, right? Okay. I had a lime and soda, right? Which I've never had.
Hang on, lime and soda, you mean like the non-alcoholic drink of choice for pub drinkers everywhere?
See, now this is what I've discovered.
Mm.
I was away and I had a lime and soda. Someone got me a lime and soda. Oh, God, it was delicious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
really, like, really good.
Yeah.
Ice, lime, soda, right? And then I came back and I was with James at the pub and James was like, oh, can I get you a drink? And I was like, yeah, I have a pint of Guinness. And when you go to the bar, Could you also ask them if they could just get a pint glass and get some, like, put some ice in it, and then a couple of squeezes of, like, lime, maybe like 3 or 4 pieces,
what?
And then top it up with soda water to the top and give it a bit of a mix.
Well,
and
as if they'd never heard
of
it.
No, this is the thing. And in my head, I was like, because they won't know, of course. You know, this is something that I've discovered.
Oh.
And James was like, so you want me to ask for a lime and soda? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess you could call it that. Like, but it's got ice in, it's in a pint glass. And he was like, you know, that's a thing.
That is a well-established
thing.
Yeah,
a well-established. And it turns out, and I've been telling people, I've literally been telling people, like, I'm trying to cut down on, you know, Pepsi and Dr. Pepper and all that. Mm-hmm. So I've made this drink, right? And I've been explaining, and people have been like, okay. And being so nice to me by not being like, listen, cockhead. That's like a thing. It's like, I've decided to get a drink, but I'm going to have it not in a 500ml. I've decided to use the measurement of a pint.
It's like going into McDonald's and being like, hey, guys, look, I know you usually do burgers and you do chicken nuggets. Could you, right, get several chicken nuggets, mesh them together, put it in a burger?
That sounds great.
Yeah, and then I could have like a big chicken nugget burger.
Yeah.
And then you realise that they've had a McChicken sandwich for about 50 years.
They have?
Yes.
How much is it?
Same as a burger? Cheaper than a burger.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, like much like a lime and soda.
Fuck, I've never bought one of them.
Are you actually joking right now?
No, I'm not. I love nuggets, but
Oh my God, Paddy.
This is what my life has become, Laurie. I'm at the age where people are now no longer afraid of telling me, you're a fucking idiot. Like, all the time. And I think it's been part of my charm for a while, and now
it
it's
is charming.
Like, yeah, you're at the age where now you could have a kid and people wouldn't question it.
Yeah, or you could have a kid, more importantly, and pass on all this. I mean, that terrifies me about Johnny and having a child now, is that there's a lot of stuff that Johnny, you know, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, there are misconceptions he has about the world, I'm sure. We all do.
We all do, yeah, exactly.
He's going to pass those on to a child
who
has no choice about that.
Yeah, thank God he's got his partner.
And they're going to believe much more sensible,
No, but it's great. Even seeing him in the past couple of days, like, it's like I know that people say that, like, when you have a baby, it's like, and it's suddenly, it just, everything changes. Mm. You just have a baby and everything changes. And it's like, that, apparently that's not true. It's really difficult. And you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm working it out. Oh, mate, he's a changed man. It's
really,
it's beautiful. He was beautiful before, but he's even more beautiful now. It's just like seeing him with a little one has just like completely shifted my perception of like how responsible someone can be. It's fucking beautiful.
It's funny how that can really, like, yeah, being given a very precious personal thing to look after.
What I've done to this lime and soda, by the way, is I've added lemon as well.
Whoa!
I've made it a lemon and lime.
A citrus soda.
Yeah, exactly. Lemon lime drink. And it's great. Soda water, it's just carbonated water, turns out.
It is. I don't like soda water.
And it's soda water's in all of the drinks I like.
Yeah.
Sodas. That's why they call them it in America.
Cream soda.
So that's been my...
Don't deliver this to me as if it's like wisdom you've come across.
I think it's wisdom. So that sums up my last 3 weeks. And my next week is good because I'm going to a wedding.
Aww.
And I know I've complained about weddings once before. We're not going to go into that. But yeah, I'm going to my cousin's wedding.
Cousin's wedding.
And you know what I did, mate?
Yeah.
What I did, I went out and I bought a new suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I've never done, right?
You never bought a suit. I mean,
no.
I've seen you wear a suit.
The last time I got a new suit, I was, I think, 17. It was my brother's wedding. And I, because I was part of the groom's party, my dad bought it as like a wedding gift. He paid for the family suit.
And was it a matching suit with the other groomsmen?
Exactly. And it was really nice and it was fitted. And now I'm a bit bigger. I'm not much bigger. But it's quite a ratty sort of 10-year-old suit now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to Benny about it. She was like, you should just buy a new suit. And I was like, people don't buy suits. Like, you can't just go and buy a suit. Yeah, you totally can.
Mate, it's like you're the baby.
So I went, I went on Royal Wedding Day, of all days. I went to all these suit shops. Couldn't afford any of them. No. All the ones on German Street. Went to River Island.
Why did you go to German Street?
Because I heard it. I've Googled suits.
Yeah, but that's like in a Savile Row. Of course
no,
you can't
Savile
afford...
Row, I looked it up. No, I can't go there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but German Street's not much better.
Well, that's the thing, but it said if you're on a budget and you want something good, don't go to Savile Row, go to German Street.
I've seen your suit and it's wonderful, and you're going to tell us all about it in a second.
Exactly, it's very cool.
M&S, mate.
Yeah.
Just M&S it.
See, I should have gone there.
They're really nice.
But I went in.
The Collezione?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I went into M&S, but I went down the escalator instead of up, ended up buying a sandwich, and then I left, and I forgot. So
hang
I went.
On. Do you sure they knew what a sandwich was? You didn't have to be like, can you get 2 bits of bread and
yeah,
then
exactly.
put stuff in between?
What I need is like, you know, a bap.
Yeah. But longer.
Yeah, exactly. A long bap with stuff in it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I got this new suit, and it was really nice, and it's all fit, and it's like a gentle check top.
You do look really good. I love a nice check on a suit. It's quite a wide but but not too, yeah. What's the word? Like the contrast between the colours is not great.
And I'm really pleased. And I thought, I'm lovely. Not into this kind of thing, but it turns out I am. And it's like, it's black and burgundy, sweet. And anyway, that night, I went to see you in concert with your orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Laurie played in the Corinthian Chamber Orchestra in London. As of course I remember. You're my best mate. You played viola. You know, which is like a violin, but it's a bit bigger.
This joke is going to get old. Isn't it? Yes. Give me a violin, but just like lengthen
what I want
it.
Is, could you just yank it?
Just make it like, get a violin, but make it really big, and also have to hold it between my legs.
Yeah, exactly. And make it less popular, but somehow better sounding, I think. Laurie's playing, and it was super good. And then the tradition is, whenever we go to see one of Laurie's concerts, we go out for dinner afterwards with his family, right? When your family come up,
yeah.
And it was bloody lovely. And I was talking to your mum, mm-hmm. right? And your mum said, what have you been up to today? And I was like, I'll tell you what, I bought a suit. And she was like, okay, that's amazing. And I was like, isn't it? And she was like, oh my God.
Did she believe you?
She was like, you and Laurie are so grown up now. And I was like, what? And she was like, look, you buying suits, going out, it's just beautiful seeing you boys grow up.
Aww.
And it made me weirdly emotional.
That is quite emotional. Like, I have a quick bugbear.
Yeah.
Which is that I bought many a suit since I left home.
But we know that she judges your barometer of growth on me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I refuse to be judged by your weather stick.
I'm very much the grrrrometer that says how you're doing.
The swingometer.
Yeah, what are they called? Like Van de Graaff.
Van de Graaff generator.
Yes.
That's the static electricity thing.
Yeah, exactly. My static is your life.
I don't think that's what you're trying to... Geiger counter.
Yeah. There we go. And so
You are radioactive.
But yeah, I didn't want to show how emotional it made me, because I was near your dad, and if your dad sees any emotion, he's at it like
he'll pounce upon you.
He kept telling me about... He was like, have you ever seen the old advert from the 70s where the dog and the man are both eating dog food?
Oh yeah, 100%.
No, because you should look it up on YouTube.
Our friend Sam came along, and I think Sam and my dad are quite kindred spirits.
Mm.
Although, yeah, they're kindred spirits, and I think they're quite similar in a lot of ways, but a lot of stuff my dad said made Sam pause for thought, and I was like, yeah, now you see.
Yeah, now you've now got you, it,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
this is my life. Yeah.
It's so funny. My dad is one of those people who really grows into being around, like, he always thrives off embarrassing us, or like, you know, not being afraid to say silly things to make us laugh, or to make us feel uncomfortable. And then when our friends are there as well,
yeah.
he just double grows into it. And you obviously know him well enough to like get, you know,
get
along
with
it
now.
But it is such a pure pleasure watching someone new meet my dad and like, what? Is this okay?
Yes.
Can I laugh at this?
Is he all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Should I call someone?
Yeah, it was lovely to see you guys there,
actually. So nice. So yeah, that was my big thing. And now I'm going to this wedding and I'm super excited at it because it's the first wedding in ages that all my family's going to be at.
Oh, there's something different because mate weddings are fun. We talked about that before.
Of course. Getting round.
But there's a weird tension because I remember the ones we went to last summer.
Yeah.
A lot of our friends are married or in very long-term relationships.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like, you know, we come up from London as the two like idiots who still live in a flat together and don't have a mortgage.
We canoe in.
And then we all get drunk together and it's always quite nice. Whereas family ones, there's just a level of acceptance and ease.
Yeah.
And also potential for everything like big fucking drama to happen as well that makes them
amazing. Oh, absolutely. Because and like being a bit of an idiot is different with your friends and your family. Mm. I think it's like, I'm definitely a different kind of idiot with both.
Yeah.
And I remember at Ali's wedding when we were doing the hymns in the big church, and I remember thinking it was so funny because we were right at the back that whenever there was a hymn announced, I just would always start it with "In the bleak midwinter," and I was like, and I was getting laughs, but I shouldn't be doing it. Like, absolutely. And then at a family wedding, it's just like, who can get the most pissed? And there's always the joke about who's going to get Paddy to dance. And it's going to be the first time that Benny experiences that as well, because she's met most of my family.
You've got to dance.
I'm 100% going to. I'm not going to not dance with Benny. I've made that choice in my life now. That's like, I'm that guy.
You can't.
I can't dance. I'm going to.
No, I was going to say, you can't turn down dancing with like a woman that beautiful.
Oh, like, I've done it before. It's gone very, very, very badly.
But that's what I mean. You get to a point and you're like, no, this is like a travesty to art.
Yeah, exactly.
Me not taking up this opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So I'm going to do that and I'm going to dance. That's my whole thing. What's your... All right, come on. Let's move on to Havelock.
Oh, mate. Big changes.
Past 3 weeks, right? Okay. Condensed into one. And then I want what's coming up for Lars.
I quit a job, which I really hated.
Jesus.
And I've started a new job. Probably not since... I think we talked about in the last podcast. Working at a newspaper, which is stressful and fun.
Yeah, So I told them you're a hotshot now.
Yeah, I am. Big hotshot.
Big office boy.
You've got to pay my day rate now.
Newsroom noob.
But I'm going away next week. The reason we're doing this, we're kind of shoving this into quite a busy day we've had today.
Yeah.
We've got lots of exciting little projects on the boiler.
Absolutely.
And I'm going away to India next week. India. Yes. The
City
colonial lands.
Oh, yeah, the Big Apple.
The big, no.
The windy India.
Windier.
Windier.
Home of the Gurkhas.
Yes, exactly. The big smoke.
I'm really excited to go. It's really not. It's going to be great. It's one of those countries that I've obviously never been to.
Yeah.
And has this, like, legendary status. Particularly people go there for, like, a gap year. Or they go there for some, like, amazing travelling holiday.
They go there, they find themselves. And
and everyone comes. Everyone comes back in some, like, new multicolored dress,
a sari,
and like, you know, a new hairstyle and henna all over them, and a ceremonial cow in their backpack.
Yeah, exactly. They've got it all, and they think that they've been assimilated into. Yeah, you know, like, yeah.
And it's a place that in my head I have, like, you know, you have this, like, amazing romantic image of it being, you know, all like bustling towns, like, you know, like Slumdog Millionaire writ large,
bright colours.
But it's a huge country, and it's also a very modern country.
Yeah,
I'm going to Mumbai, which is effectively like a big financial city.
Right.
So it's going to be...
And is that what you're doing there? You big financing?
Yeah, I'm going for work. But I've got a couple of days off either side, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a wander.
Why don't you do day trip, hop over the border, you know,
to
start seeing what's going on.
To?
I don't know, you could go to... Why don't you go to China?
I don't know if it shares a border.
Malaysia?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Ooh,
this
quite
is...
far away, I think.
My geography is piss poor.
Mine too.
You're going to have an amazing time.
I'm really looking forward to it, man. I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of the first times in a long time I've been like, I'm going to go to a place on my own, and I'm going to just have to do some stuff there.
Yeah.
Because I usually go away for work, and I'm like, I'll give you the first flight home. I don't want to...
You don't want to hang around?
No. Yeah. Particularly when it's like New York and stuff. Like New York's amazing, but I'm like...
New York? We had a blast in New York.
Yeah, we had a blast. On your own. Okay, you remember being on your own?
Yes, I do remember being on my own.
It's horrendous.
Yeah,
it was like being on your own in London. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's being on your own anywhere.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're really far away from home, both geographically and like culturally far away from home... It's just a really nice opportunity. I'm really, really bloody looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And you leave in a week.
I leave in a week.
Oh, my God.
I'm away for a week. And then I come back and it's the big summer of loving. But
big
it's
summer love.
It's really funny because the World Cup's coming up. I'm very excited. Yeah, wrong one, but that'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a face full of... What is that drink you've got?
Well, it's like a sort of composite of soda and lime. but I've added ice. That's what makes it cool.
I hate this. And it made me think. There's something... I love going away. I've been away for the beginning or the final or most of every World Cup I can remember for like the past long time.
That you can remember?
Yeah, well, you know, as in I can't remember the 94.
As in you can remember them?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean? Why can't I remember? Because it's the World Cup, man. It's like one of the most exciting things that happens ever.
Well, yeah, but like, do you specifically remember what happened in World... I mean, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember what happened in World Cups. Yeah, man, they're huge events. So I remember in 2010...
Right.
Hang on, let's go back. 2014, we were in London, and we watched lots of it in pub gardens with...
We watched Chile.
Yeah, we did watch Chile. They did really well. Zach really liked Chile. And we went to watch lots of games in a pub where his then-girlfriend lived and watched with her mates quite a lot.
Right, okay.
Is when Jamie was living with us for a bit, so he came and watched... You remember who Jamie is?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember Jamie. Of course I do. I remember the World Cup. Well, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I remember absolutely nothing
about it. So that was the one that was in Brazil.
Yeah.
And Brazil got crushed. And then 2010...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that we remember. Like we were in the pub. It was 7-1 to Germany.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
It was.
We were at the Three Kings in Farringdon.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember. Well, okay, I remember through the context.
And then
of you.
2010 was the one in South Africa when it was Vuvuzelas. Remember, always in the background of every game. And that was when it was my second year of uni. And I remember I was out a lot because we were gigging a lot in my band that summer.
Right.
And I watched lots of it like on mate sofas or like in a pub in Bristol and stuff before we did a gig. And it was that beautiful summer. 2006, I was, this is going to be quite boring. Oh, Laurie remembers World Cup. 2006, I was in China for the final.
Oh, wow.
I was on a school trip to Beijing, of course.
Did you hop over the border?
Hopped over the border to India, then popped back.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I was in a hotel room with loads of boys.
We were
16.
Right, okay, that sounded weirder.
Yeah,
We
were all boys.
Okay.
And because we were 16 in China, we could get served anywhere, so we got a very small, but what we thought was a very large amount of alcohol.
Right.
Got mortally drunk, and I remember a friend of mine passing out because it was on like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, should I name them?
No, sure.
Probably not for what's about to happen.
Okay.
Had to take themselves
racist
off.
Tom.
Had to take themselves off away because they were really drunk, and we found them about 2 hours later, stood up in a shower, covered in their own vomit. And the shower on, and like, but like the shower on at such an angle that it was like rinsing their shoulder, and all the vomit was just like all over.
Grim. I've been there.
And we've been to that shower. We were all drinking Guinness, so it was like black vomit.
Oh,
as
good
well.
On you.
Yeah.
You were drinking Guinness at 16.
Yeah, man, because we were cool boys.
Oh, cool.
Cool boys, and we didn't know what the difference between many types of beer was.
I was 18 before I got into Guinness. Best decision I've ever made.
2002, I was on another school trip in France.
Bloody hell, mate. What is this?
This is World Cups, man. They're great.
This is when England went out to Croatia in pens.
I don't think it was. I think it was Brazil who knocked us out because they lobbed David Seaman. Ronaldinho lobbed David Seaman, that incredible, incredible lob, and we were doing really well.
Threw him.
Lobbed.
Yeah.
As in, no, lobbed the ball over him.
Oh,
yeah.
But then it went over the goal.
Mate, we've got to give you some World Cup feedback. And in 1998, I was a little kid, and I remember it so well because we watched it all at
France.
It was France, and
Woody Woodpecker. We talked about this earlier.
It was not Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, he was the mascot.
It was not Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, he was here, France. Like, he did the... He was 1998. And all the French people dressed up as woodpeckers.
Yeah. It was exactly that. But that's one. I think that's the one I remember because it was most clearly because it was when I properly got into football.
Yeah.
Because I watched all the group games they would show at school because they were on at like 2 p.m. or something.
What? So they just thought.
So they
school.
No. But it was like summer. You remember what it's like in like June at school? Like, you know, everyone starts going home.
I never went to school.
Oh yeah, of course. I forgot. You were a street baby.
Yeah, exactly. I was an urch boy.
No, we had like a little lecture theatre, like this tiny little like hot boxy room,
right.
And then, you know, as in like, it was
smoked
a hot
up by all the cool kids.
Eight man, and they would our geography teacher, Mr. A, put all the games on. You could come down and watch them, and that was amazing. That was when. Like people like Gaz, it was Beckham's big tournament.
Oh, I remember
like
him.
That.
He's still around.
And I watched the final with my uncle, and it was like the first time I was like, this is incredible.
Right.
I remember watching that final, and France won it in quite dubious circumstances. It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Man, World Cups are huge.
Wait, what dubious circumstances? What did they do?
Oh, well, it's been since I'm not going to get
fight
into
club.
It. It's a bit boring. It's a bit boring. People think they paid people off, and there are a lot of dodgy refereeing decisions in it.
It's that fucking Woodpecker, that's what it is.
Woodpecker getting his comeuppance.
I find that absolutely astonishing that you remember all of that. I mean,
yeah.
In fairness, you...
World Cup, mate!
Well, yeah, but like, I don't remember them. Like, at all.
But did you watch any of them?
Well, yeah, I remember I watched the final of the one in 2010. I was in a pub in Shrewsbury with a girl who did not love me.
I know who you're talking about.
And that was every time, yeah, is that there was sort of cursory glances at the screen. And I remember lots of people shouting, and I think...
2010 was Spain-Netherlands final?
Yes, it was definitely Spain. I remember
Spain won.
That, because I think they won.
They did.
And everyone in the pub was very angry. Because I think they found it easier to get on with the fact that the Netherlands people were more white.
It
was very much
always.
One of those kind of pubs.
Shrewsbury.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta love you.
And and then 2005, I remember
interesting.
Being...
Interesting, because that wasn't a World Cup.
Yeah, no, I remember it though, like it was yesterday. Yeah, exactly. I used to watch, Lampard.
Yeah, he's a player.
I was with him, and we were watching
were
it. Yeah, we were watching it.
Okay.
Paul Scholes, volley. Yeah, you remember volley?
Oh, hang on. Are you saying that he did a volley or the player volley?
Well, volley. Remember, he was French.
Bert Volley.
No, he was Dutch. Yeah.
Bert Volley.
Volley. Yeah, and it was all good. And and I remember because they got to the final.
Who?
Greece.
Do you know what? You're not that far away because I think it was in 2004 they got to the Euro.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting confused with because the Euros, famously, also a tournament. Is that every year, the Euros?
No, every four. But on a 2-year rotation from the World Cup. So
like the Winter Olympics.
2020. There was one in 2016.
Right.
There was one 2 years ago.
Did we win?
No.
Oh, what?
No,
you tell
we
me about
dreadful.
It?
Do you know it's the first one that like Harry Kane and all that lot went to? And he was rubs.
I love Harry Kane.
Because he took all the corners.
Oh.
Roy Hodgson made him take all the corners, among other things.
Fucking Roy.
Yeah, fucking Roy.
Oh, Roy Hodgson.
Mate,
there's a man who can eat an apple
there's
and tell everyone about
him.
It.
But do you not, like, I don't know, like, So many of those big sporting events. I'm not a big sports guy. Big sports guy, you know, I got a whistle, I got some flip-flops, I got a yellow card. Don't touch my red. And, like watching the Olympics was a big moment, because that was 20, you know, obviously it was in London, and it was when I was living in your flat in Tottenham while you were away with Kate and some other guys who were renting a room who were really boring. And we watched a lot of it, and like they were showing it in the pubs every day, and everyone was talking about it every day. That's a really big moment. And I can remember a couple of Wimbledons when I was doing particular things and watched Wimbledon with my family or my friends.
Wimblehogs.
Do you not get that with like...
To be honest, mate, I think actually...
Maybe you just don't watch any of them.
Well, that's the thing. In retrospect, I've never been that interested in an Olympic.
Which Olympic particularly?
Well, because I remember the Olympics, they did Athens, which I remember in long ago.
2000.
Because it was football's coming home, but the Olympic equivalent. And they did it in Athens. There was a big
wrestling's coming home.
Yeah, it was a big, you know, big palaver about it. Opening ceremony, because it's of course 2000 years since the birth of Christ.
Yes, and of course. And he did the first Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. He did shot put and nails.
Nail endurance competition.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course the 3-day resurrection.
Yeah, exactly.
Hardest event.
He was the only one who
no one usually survives it.
Yeah, exactly. And he was doping. And I remember that. I remember being like, oh, the Olympics is a thing. But I find it less, because then there was one in Beijing. Remember that? They had that one. There was one in...
That was in 2008, because when I was in China for the World Cup, it was they were warming up for the
Olympics.
For the Olympics.
Oh, wow, okay. And then I remember there was London 2012, because I missed that, because I was in Scotland. It was Brazil.
You missed out Australia 2004, Sydney 2004.
Oh, fuck that, though.
Was it Sydney 2000? No, Sydney 2004, yeah.
Oh, it's just a load of...
Load of Aussies, mate.
Load of bears, isn't it? Oh, no, that's what they've got.
No, we're going to do a little bit of...
Did they win?
A little bit of Olympics.
Did they win?
Oh, no, here I come. We're doing the kangaroo race. I'm on a kangaroo. I'm made of rocks.
Gold. Absolute gold. Olympic gold, should I say. But I don't know. I find it weirdly... Maybe I'm going back on my point. I sort of find it easier to get into the World Cup. Because I've never been into football for a World Cup. That's a big difference.
Yeah. This is going to be your first one as an awakened...
Exactly. Last time when I was first getting the first sort of, you know, like quiver of an erection about it. Like I was starting to go, hello.
Your little Benoit Assicotto was showing.
It was one of those ones where we were all around... For the summer together, and as you were saying, we were all boozing, and it was really fun. And it was when James had built his pub, the Signet, and he had that big screen.
Built his pub.
Yeah, he built a pub. You know, he built a fucking pub.
No, but that's just the image of him with like bricks and mortar in a field somewhere.
He basically did, but with wood and booze.
Did he?
Yeah, sure. By a wharf, you remember?
I remember.
And we'd sit outside, and they had the big screen, and it was like basically the best summer of my life. It was fantastic. So I have very fond memories of that. But like, I think with the Olympics, never really given a shit, because the Olympics is all the time, right? It's always on. It's always there. And
in for the duration? Is
oh, like, yeah. 24/7. And if it's not on, they're talking about it, you know, all the time. In between the Olympics, where's the Olympics going to be? And then there's the auction. Everyone's very excited about that. Oh, who's got the bid? And then you're very angry about the guy who got the bid. Qatar's got the bid.
I want to Qatar live in your Olympics
Qatar world. Qatar is going to mess it up because there's going to be corruption. And then you go...
You're talking about World Cups at the moment.
Oh. Yeah, no, well, you know what I mean,
the Olympics
though.
Have been in quite good places recently.
Well, no, but then there was Boris. You remember Boris? And he's like, oh, bring London home and all that.
Yeah, and we did it in London. It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but it's no Wimbledon, is it? I've never really watched Wimbledon,
you
but in
know.
Fairness. But I think that especially when it's... They're either talking about it or when it's actually on, when it's the actual event. There are so many events, right?
Yes, yeah.
That it is like 24-hour coverage of the Olympics. And it seems to do, you know, and it's like, he's got to do this and this guy's got to throw that and, you know, shit, her team's going to beat their team.
I want to watch the Olympics from inside your head.
Oh, it's very long. But that's the thing, but with the World Cup, it's like, all right, there are this number of games and it's them versus them, right? And it's at this time and you can watch it in the pub and it'll be on. And I love that because then it feels like a thing. And you're on that side or you're on that side. They're finite and they're condensed and they can go on for no longer than about 120 minutes. Like, that's
very
right,
accurate.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
boom. You see, I'm on it. And I just find that a bit more fun. Olympic, it's too much. Wimbledon, I just always forget.
Yeah, Wimbledon, I can sympathise because, like, sitting through a 3-hour tennis match if you don't like tennis is...
No one talks about the bowls.
Torturous.
The bowling.
No one watches the bowls, mate.
Yeah,
the snooker's the other one I don't get.
Oh, mate, I love watching snooker.
I don't know
who any of them are, but I love it.
I bloody love the snooker highlights, right? Snooker highlights, fantastic. Yeah. Watching, like, a day of snooker.
Oh, it's great. Have it on in the back. background whilst you're writing. Did you see the best thing? You'll end up writing about snooker.
Yeah, it just strikes me that this is, like you said, the first World Cup that you've been, like, you know, you've got a big football boner for.
Yeah, and like, cards on table, I'm all in.
Yeah?
I've booked 10 weeks off work.
Have you?
Yeah, I've booked, no, 12 even, in case there's playoffs. and I've got, you know, I've got my fantasy football team all worked out. I've gone for the league. La Liga, as they call it in Spain.
Do you actually know what you're talking about? Do you actually know anything about this World Cup?
Yeah, of course I fucking do. I'm a football guy now.
Yeah?
Yeah, they call... Give top three nicknames Paddy's recently got.
Okay.
Big Ball, yeah. Right?
That's for a different reason. We all know that.
Red card.
That's your hernia.
Red card.
Horrible, massive, yeah, exactly. Testicular
big
hernia.
Big Ball is my hernia. Red card, that's when I get angry.
That's your big bum.
Yeah,
big
exactly.
Red bum.
And Poch. That's what people started calling me. I have to tell you, I went out with a girl once who insisted on calling me Poch.
No, you didn't.
Oh, it was terrible.
You did not.
It was absolutely.
You did
awful.
Not. Not before Mauricio Pochettino.
No. Oh no. No. It was very brief. Very brief. It was a little. Free
well, do you think those are credentials? You think those are credentials?
Yeah, credentials. I'm gonna be there. Side of court, vaping. I'm there.
That's interesting, Paddy, because I've prepared a little test for you, just to see how much football you know.
Right.
Yeah. Are you ready? Because it's time for the big football quiz.
I mean, that was lovely, but we've probably got to have a jingle there.
Got to have a jingle.
So that's...
Big football quiz!
No, but I was talking, so hang on. You need silence, and then I'll do the cut. So
shall I come through halfway?
Maybe like two-thirds?
Right.
Yeah.
Book quiz!
Well, not book quiz, because you wouldn't edit ball.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
This song is a song about links.
This is a song about links.
Not that kind of link.
Not that kind of link.
It's only a podcast link. Not a link between worlds or a link to the past. Just a link between links. That links
that bit and this bit.
Football quiz!
Yeah! No, that was seamless. I'm sure I'll remember that.
Don't forget to edit that.
Oh,
welcome, Paddy, to my football... It's not really a football quiz. I thought it'd be a nice time to talk about the upcoming World Cup.
What do you mean it's not really
a football quiz? There are several quiz aspects.
All of that.
But it's not like I've got like 30 questions. Like, do you know about this?
It's more of a sort of rodeo gamble.
It's more of like a preview. In the papers and all that, they're doing those like the big Guardian football, you know, World Cup preview, and it's like oodles of articles and videos about like what's going to be at the World Cup.
Yeah.
Is it trousers?
What are they going to play?
Shorts?
Yeah, exactly. What game is it? Who are these people?
I thought we'd go through some of the big topics, and you can kind of give us, you know, your thoughts about the World Cup because you know you're so learned about football. Now.
Yeah,
you're
man,
such a scholar of the balls.
Yeah, I've studied it.
Yeah.
Hard.
So let's
and
start
fast.
Okay.
I fucked it, Laurie.
Power fucked football.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a Google Doc and it's called Paddy and Laurie's Sexually Explicit Guide to the World Cup 2018.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what we're...
It's my middle name.
All ass fucking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, bundle me in.
The first thing to note about the World Cup 2018...
Oh,
that
cool.
...is happening this summer, starting on June 14th.
Yeah.
Is it taking place in Russia, Paddy?
Yeah.
Now, Russia's a place very close to your heart.
It's big.
What can you tell us, like, I guess, can you just set the scene for us in Russia? What's going to be going
on? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I know, of course, a lot. Russia's huge, okay? Russia's huge.
It's a good start.
It's taking place across the whole of Russia, interestingly.
Let me just give you some of the places. You can give me some of the places.
Yeah.
Like.
We've got Vladivostok.
Mm.
We're there.
Don't know about that.
We've got Leningrad. Yep, we're
that
doing that.
That doesn't exist anymore.
We've got Lima, which I think is in Peru.
Peru.
Yeah, exactly. But that's an away game. When they do away games in
Lima. Let me give you some of the actual locations, man. We've got Moscow.
Moskva.
We've got St. Petersburg.
Yep, Burgia.
We've got Kazan.
Yes, of course.
Kaliningrad.
Yeah, of course.
That is a place. Don't look at me like it's not a place.
Yeah, no, they've got the big stadium there.
How
for
do
football.
You say this? How do you say Nizhny Novgorod?
Let me see. Nizhny Novgorod. Yeah, well, Novgorod.
Nizhny Novgorod.
I think Novgorod means the new city of.
Oh, and what about
Novgorod?
Yekaterinburg.
Can't have a football tournament without Yekaterinburg. What are you playing at, you bloody twat?
This is definitely a little town somewhere in Somerset. Yeah. Rostov on Don.
Yeah, no.
Rostov on Don.
It's outside of Lisbon. And it's one of the Portugal locations that they're doing. What you've got to remember about doing football in Russia is they have extra rules. Being Russia, it's no gay people.
Yeah, no gays or non-whites. Oh, yeah, exactly. Basically.
Only white people.
I mean, that is actually quite a serious...
And in every single squad, not just the Russian squad, Putin has to score a goal.
He comes like as I wheeled out, rips his shirt off.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone has to go, a salute.
Yeah, exactly. And a little silent... Yeah, exactly. Little vuvuzela, but like a bugle call. Like that, but on a vuvu.
And everyone...
Yeah, exactly. And then he scores a goal, and if he misses it, everyone has to look away. Like, you know when a kid does a magic trick? Like Putin goes up to the goal, and he's like, "No, everybody turn around." And everyone looks, and he runs in with the ball, puts it in.
He picks it up and throws it, and misses, and one of his bodyguards
and then
goes and gets
chorus
it.
Of dancing bears comes out all in chains, and everyone's fine with
it. Oh, I love football.
Oh, good old Russia.
That is, oh, great. Well, you've really covered that, the setting. There,
yeah, and you know what? Whilst you're watching the games, keep an eye out for the Dosta Prima Chetelnostya.
What is that?
That's the various tourist attractions. I remember that, because Gdzie jest Dosta Prima Chetelnostya is where is this tourist attraction?
That's a great first phrase to say, because obviously one of the things travelling fans are going to want to know is some useful phrases.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you take us through like what you might need to survive in Russia?
You need kak, which means what? Right? Pretty good, right? Of course, you've got Privyet, which is hi,
yeah.
Or Strazvacher, which is hello, more formal, which you'll need because you'll be seeing Putin a lot.
What about Dvochka?
Dvochka. Yeah, of course.
Does
yeah.
that mean I love you? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Don't, whatever you do, do not say that to someone of the same gender.
No, that's
Yalublutoy,
I think, is I love you, or I like you. But it's you can use Lublu. Ochin Lublu. Oh, I really like that. Ochin Plocha means very bad.
Oh,
very,
Dvochka just means girl.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... I mean, you were close. Beaver, yeah. Beer. Popolgai is a parrot.
How do you say...
Yablocka, apple.
When do you need that?
Yeah, you'll need it. You're going to be hungry.
Like when you're describing a really good goal. Yablocka.
Oh, what would you say?
I'm going to give you some stock phrases you're going to need to translate for me.
Okay.
Eric Dyer may be a limited player... But he is the gear that keeps this England team going.
Oh, yeah, Eric Dyer is do no bubble guy.
I didn't see long enough.
Because in Russia, the phrase parrot is sort of like he's the gear that keeps... It's like it's an idiom in Russia. He's the parrot. Eric Dyer, he's the parrot.
How do you say the thing about Anthony Voronin is he always tries to walk it in.
Oh, do simply that Anthony Voronin. Когда? Когда? Yes, один час.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock when he tries to walk in. Because they always know the time in Russia.
And what about...
That's another thing we know about them. Big clocks.
Big clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and cathedrals. No, what's it? Basilicas. Well, that's what they've got, isn't it?
Bishops.
Yes, they've got a lot of bishops. They've got a lot of open caskets.
A lot.
Yeah, exactly. And borscht, which you can
and
often...
of course, borscht.
Yeah, it's a lot of soup.
What about a couple of like? What about other kind of like survival tips for tourists? I've got written down as a couple of starters. Watch out for Cossacks.
Ah, okay.
And don't annoy the Tsar.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. Не annoy the Tsar is what they say. Yeah. And Cossacks. Oh no.
Oh no.
Нет, нет, нет.
Нет. Cossacks.
Yes. Who am I, Cossack? No, that's French. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need to get away from this before we get
racist. Before I get free pussy riot. Give a lot of that.
It's going to be quite weird, though, on a serious note, it being in Russia. There was an interview with Danny Rose today, our boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying, like, he's told his family not to come because he's afraid of them getting racially abused for the entire duration of the tournament.
I think a lot of players are going to be doing that in this tournament.
Going to be great.
Just because I don't understand this, right... Why the fuck are they doing it in Russia? Like, that's not an okay place.
They gave FIFA loads of money.
Do you know? And also because,
but why? That's sad.
Because whatever happens, Paddy, whatever happens, Paddy, it won't be as bad as Qatar.
But doesn't Russia suck at football?
That's when the next World Cup is, Qatar.
That's what I was thinking of earlier when I thought of the Olympic thing.
Oh yeah, it is.
But that,
Russia don't suck at football, and Russia are pretty good historically.
Name me 15 Russian players.
15?
No, I'll do it.
The other thing is they used to be very good because of course they owned half of Eastern Europe, so they just nicked all the goods. And now, like, Bosnia Herzegovina are a really good team,
right.
Ukraine are a pretty good team,
yeah.
Poland are really good. Like, yeah. There are loads of those.
They probably got a hand in Paraguay.
Why?
I don't know. They just they got hands everywhere.
Let's get away from Russia. Okay, let's get away from this Cold War nonsense.
Yeah,
Pat.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the one true hope for all of the World Cup, and that is England.
England. Yes. Now, I know a lot more about England than I do about Russia.
Talk us through. What do you think of the things to watch out for England? I mean, let's talk about the big issues, okay? Raheem Sterling,
yeah.
Number one. Well, what's your take on the whole Raheem Sterling
situation? You know, he's fast. They need to put him out there at times when they need speed.
What about his tattoo?
The tattoo, well, it was an odd decision. Because previously he'd never shown an interest
in
cake.
I wish he had a cake
he's
tattoo.
He's got, instead of a haircut, he's got a little tattoo. You know those little, when you put the icing in a bag and then you shrimp pipe. Yeah, he's got like a little pipe pattern around there.
Aww.
And then he's got little candles.
A little candle.
Tattooed on his
hair. Are they made of hair or are they just tattooed?
The wicks are made of hair, but the wax is
wow.
Tattooed. It's been an aggressive play.
And it's been controversial.
Because, of course, cake, or tort in Russia,
is
banned because it's considered too gay.
Because Putin hates cake.
Yeah, he hates cake.
He prefers a flan.
No, he only eats things that are crunchy. I don't want anything soft in my mouth.
Give me only children's bones and gravel.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give me the soles of the shoes of my ancestors.
And, of course, we've got to talk about Gareth Southgate, the coach, England coach. And
he's fast.
No, but I mean, he's not playing, crucially.
No. And why isn't he?
Yeah,
that's the question on everyone's lips.
Of course, famous for
his
previous
football.
Appearances at World Cups, where what did he do previously?
He swore at Alan Shearer in 98 in France. He kicked a child off the side of a boat in 1994 when they were arriving in Italy.
No.
In 2000...
I'm going to have to stop you.
Right.
In 1996, he missed a penalty against Germany, which sent us out of the Euros that we were probably going to win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was Croatia.
He missed the... It's never Croatia, Paddy, no matter how hard you try. But, of course, he's taken the youngest and the least experienced squad of any nation to the World Cup. Did you know that?
Yeah. Tim Sherwood, right up top.
Tim Sherwood on top. Tim Sherwood is very old.
Yeah. Yeah. But he looks young, doesn't he?
No.
He's got a boyish charm. No. He's very short.
Let's talk about the players, Pads. Let's move on from Gareth Southgate. Of course, you're familiar with all the Spurs boys.
Yeah.
We've got all of them along.
Yeah,
course.
I actually am.
Yeah.
Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Eric Dyer.
Yeah.
Danny Rose.
Yep.
Carl Walker previously, but I know that
he's
Man City.
Yeah.
Who else is English?
Another
and
right back.
In our team.
Another right back.
So he's right at the back.
All the good jokes, mate.
What?
another right back who plays for Tottenham.
Fuck, he's real cool.
Right in the eye with that.
It's not going to be Trippier.
Why not?
Because isn't he like Dutch?
No, he's English.
Oh, it's Kieran Trippier.
He's from Manchester.
I'm sorry, I spat in your face.
No,
I got really
football. Right in my eye.
Yeah, sorry, Kieran Trippier.
Cool. Yeah, he's going.
Yeah, he's going.
Oh, Trips.
We have, but we're going to be missing. You see, this is the problem with England. We're going to be missing all the players from other nationalities.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
That's one of the rules.
Who knew? Who knew?
It's one of the big rules.
No Benoit.
We've got Sturridge.
Doesn't play for Tottenham.
No. Oh, no, but in the team.
I don't think he's gone, has he?
Okay.
Has Sturridge gone? No, Welbeck's gone.
All I know is that Tottenham has the most players from a Premier League team in the England squad.
Yeah.
And as compared to Arsenal's one, Jack Wilshere.
Bloody hell, mate. That was actually a fact.
Yeah, there you fucking go.
Well done, but Jack Wilshere's not in the squad.
Ah, no, of course not.
He would have.
After he got that matching cake tattoo.
People are like, oh, Jack, you've just got to turn it. You can't just copy Raheem.
You can't just copy him.
Just because he's the cool one.
Yeah, exactly. You already copied him by being good at football.
And then all the boys in the England changing room, they all pointed and went, copycat, copycat.
Yeah, and they were whipping each other with towels. Yeah, exactly, giggling and pooing.
Okay, well then that's the England team covered. Now, England's chances. Okay?
Wait, hang on, but I don't know the rest of the England team. Who's in goal?
Who's in goal?
Because I assume we're no longer using Michael Owen because he's too old.
He never played in goal either.
Yeah, he played for England though, didn't he?
He did. No,
he's
Michael Owen
English.
Is just about too old. I mean, these names are going to mean nothing to you.
Try me.
Jordan Pickford.
Yep, he plays for Stoke.
Oh, fucking hell, okay, well done.
Is that right?
No. But I could, if I had started with perhaps another player.
Yeah.
Jack Butland.
Third best goal scorer in La Liga.
No. Jack Butland is a goalkeeper for
Mexico.
Stoke.
Oh,
that's why I said it next. And we're also taking Nick Pope.
Yes, who of course has never played before.
Not for England, no. I think he may have played in...
Oh, England. No, I mean full stop.
No, he has played a lot for Burnley.
I thought he wrote books.
No.
About birds. Bird books. What's his name? Nick Butler?
Nick Pope.
Getting
so you've also missed out one big Tottenham boy's going. Probably one of the biggest Tottenham boys.
Oh, fuck, Dele Alli.
Yeah!
Absolutely. We've got Dele Alli.
I think he's going to be fantastic, mate. He's got a new range of clothing out.
Yeah. He spent a night in a haunted house with Jack Whitehall.
He did.
I know that from YouTube.
Mate, you covered the squad in some detail.
Do you know who I'm going to be missing? Heung-min Son.
No, you're not, mate.
Because he'll be playing for Korea.
Yeah!
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about England's chances very quickly. Right, they're in a group. Do you know who they're in a group with?
They're in group five.
Group five,
they've got six other teams to beat.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to beat Stoke.
Yeah.
Yep. And
the famous country of Stoke.
Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Playing as a united team.
Northern Ireland.
With 40 players.
Yeah, they get
the
40
pitch.
Players, yeah. And then you've got South Africa.
Including Gerry Adams.
North Africa. New Zealand.
Is that how Africa gets divvied up? In English people's imagination.
Yeah, exactly.
South Africa.
They've decided that there has to be another one.
And then there's the rest of Africa.
Yeah, exactly. Tunisia. Which was going to be absorbed into the North African team, but instead went independent.
That is actually your first correct answer. To
is Tunisia in? Okay. So it's England-Tunisia. We know that. The other five are up for grabs.
Okay, so there are four teams in the group in total.
Of course.
You can't say that.
Because three of them already knocked out. Yeah, because you have a boxing match beforehand.
Football is way more exciting with you, man.
Oh, thank you.
You got Tunisia. All right, you're going to...
Egypt...
Team, they're not in our group. I'm going to give you some clues, Paddy. Give me a second.
Salah's in Egypt.
Number one. We're going to get to the other teams in a minute.
Sorry,
Don't blow your load.
Okay.
All right, this team features a lot of several Tottenham players who are very good.
France.
No.
No.
Several. Two of them play next to each other.
Oh.
In the Tottenham team at peak when they're all...
Netherlands.
No.
No. Denmark.
No. Come on, man.
They play next to each
other. One of them is called Toby.
Belgium.
Yeah! Belgium are in our squad, so we're going to be playing Toby and Jan Vertonghen.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mils Stroopwafel.
Stroopwafel?
Yeah.
Who's he?
I made him up.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God I caught that, though.
Did you?
Did I?
Did you catch it?
Yeah, I did a bit.
And, of course,
not allowed to catch him, but one fun fact. Not allowed to catch.
Unless
you throw.
The goalkeeper.
You can't catch. Unless you're him. Unless you're Loris. He's the only guy.
So
him and Southgate.
And we've got one more team. So we've got Belgium, Tunisia,
yes.
And one more team. Now, here's my clue for this team.
Yep.
Two clues.
Yep.
Their first ever appearance at a World Cup.
Okay.
Secondly, named after a hat.
Named after a hat.
Mm.
Beans.
What's a beans hat?
The bean team.
Oh, no.
The
country is named after a hat, or maybe vice versa.
Fez.
That's not a country.
No, okay. Keep going. Bowl. No.
Top. I give you... They share a couple of the first couple of letters of your name.
Chapeau. Oh, Paraguay.
No, a Paraguay cap.
A little Paraguay hat.
No, come on, you're very close.
Oh, Panama.
Yeah.
Yes, like the suit. If you said suit, I would have got it.
The Panama suit.
What do they wear? Do they wear the hats?
They only wear a Panama hat and they're nude.
That is
apart
wonderful.
Apart from a little strip around their middle they call the Suez Canal.
Oh, lovely. And the guy who's got the armband, he can throw the hat. Yeah, has each team got like a special move?
Yeah, they've all got like a champion who's got... So we've got Harry Kane, who's got his magic
boss
chin.
Fight.
Magic chin Kane.
Magic chin Kane, he can just...
Belgium have got Tony Stroopwafels, who has just got a little satchel full of Stroopwafels. He can distract the other
team.
So
a lot of them are throwing base.
Yeah, Panama got the throwing hats. What about Tunisia? What's their champion?
Tunisia's champion, I feel, he's a sort of lute player.
Mm.
And he can distract with sort of old Tunisian tunes. A lot of beautiful lute playing in Tunisia. Yeah. Oh, Southgate, man.
Ask him. He knows.
He knows.
With that in mind, how do you rate our chances of progressing to the knockouts?
One in two.
Wow. I mean, that is technically exactly how likely it is, given that there are four teams and two of them go through.
I reckon we've got a 100% chance.
Wow, that's big.
Of getting through. What are the, knockouts? When are we getting...
After the groups.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, 100%.
100%. Yep. Okay, that's big. I'll tell you what, we'll come back at the end. We'll do the Paddy Shambles, Paddy Predicts.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
okay.
Big predictions.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay. We'll do that at a time. Okay.
Very quickly, look, we've got the other teams to run through, and I don't want to spend too long on this because we don't know enough.
No, just hit me with some hot fire.
Okay, so we'll go group by group, okay?
Yep.
So group A, Russia.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia,
yep.
Egypt, and
yep.
Uruguay. Anything to say about those guys?
Saudi, 8-0. Uruguay, never won a game. Don't see why they win another. And
we've already said in this podcast that they did very well.
Yep, sure. But the only... And what was the other one? Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Salah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Old Salah
and
fingers.
They've got Pibbles.
Oh, Shrimply Pibbles.
Yeah. Pibbles. He's my favourite.
Okay, so and who are your tips to go through from that group?
Pibbles. On his own.
Only Pibbles.
He'll join another
only
team.
Only Pibble will survive.
Yeah, only Pibble. No, Russia will go through because of money.
And the Putin rule.
And Egypt will go through because of Salah.
Yeah, okay, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay, group B.
Yeah.
Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Iran.
Oh, okay. The big dogs.
A couple of rivalries
The big
there.
Four. That's what they're called.
Is it?
Yeah, they're the big four. They always, you know, it's like, you know Goblet of Fire?
Yeah.
It's like them. That's what it is. And one of them will die.
One of them will be Harry Potter.
Cedric. Spoilers, by the way. Cedric Diggory, he's gone.
Funnily enough, there is, I think Portugal have a defender called Cedric.
Yeah, Cedric. Yeah. There you go. Played by Rob Pattinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is anyone played by anyone?
Yes. No. Fernando Torres is played by.
Representing Fernando Torres, we have.
Is Hayden Christensen.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay, Hayden Christensen would be quite a good
Hayden Christensen, yeah. No, he'd be great.
All right, who are your picks to go through? Portugal, Spain, Morocco?
Okay, well, I mean, Portugal have got to go through because they've never not gone through. And
of Cristiano, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Ronaldo.
Yes, exactly. The statue guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Two statues now. He's got two of them.
Two statues.
Yeah, no, he's scored a lot of good goals in his time. And I think, you know what? Shocker, Morocco. Yeah.
Morocco.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And
okay.
You know why? Ferrets.
Fez.
Thousands of ferrets.
Group C, mate.
Yep.
Okay, we've got France.
Yeah.
Bloody Australia.
Yeah.
Peru.
Yeah.
Denmark.
None of them are going through.
None of them all are going home. What, not Lloris and not Christian Eriksen?
No, Lloris can't, like, he's going to get on the pitch and go, you know what, I'm not doing it.
I've had enough of you kids.
And he'll look over to Southgate.
I'm turning this plane around and going home.
Exactly. Thumbs up to Southgate and Dele Alli. Salute from the stands. All of them walk off the pitch. Both teams. Each time.
What a moment.
All
a
four
moment.
Games gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
On to group D.
Yeah.
For the double dingus group.
Yeah,
because of course it's got a double dingus rule.
Yeah, of course.
Which means that only
two teams go through.
But they have to be arm in arm. They have to decide to go through. So you've got Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria.
Croatia and Nigeria.
Why?
Deserve to go through.
Yeah. What about Iceland? Is Iceland's first ever World Cup?
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't they beat us at something?
The Euros last time.
Oh, that was a
it's their
great
first
game.
Ever World
where,
Cup.
Where I believe 12% of the population were at that game.
Something like it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, isn't that cool? I think I spat in your face again. I'm really sorry.
You did, don't worry about it.
I'm getting really excited.
Although we shouldn't be too complimentary because Iceland is a country so small, they all have to have a special app to make sure they're not shagging someone they're related to.
Well, that is good.
Yeah,
that is good.
It's worth having.
And you need it in the tournament.
You do.
Yeah,
make sure
exactly.
You're not... Because shagging...
Yeah, no, people...
People
fuck in this tournament, man.
On the pitch?
Yeah, twice.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
three of them will go
group
through.
Group E for easy. Gips.
Oh, easy, yeah, no.
Brazil.
Going through.
Switzerland.
Going through.
Costa Rica.
Nope.
Serbia.
No.
Sweet, okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Brazilian player?
Don't tell me.
I mean, I can't tell you who your favourite is.
I don't like him, but I know his name. He's got curly hair, and he's grumpy.
Oh, I don't know if he's going.
David?
Actually. Yes.
De Gea?
No.
David?
Yes.
Sanchez?
No.
David?
Yes.
Of Bethlehem?
No.
David?
Nazareth.
No, thank you. David?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Yes, he's David.
He's still David.
Fuck. I thought they had... No, they don't. No, Laurie, it's all wrong. Ronaldinho? Coutinho, no.
You're thinking of David Luiz.
David Luiz.
And he's not going.
Oh, okay. Well, because he was so bad last time.
Yeah, he's been really shit recently.
Yeah.
Okay, we're cracking through him, Pads. This is your full rundown.
Yep.
Group F. Germany, Mexico, Sweden, Korea.
Well, Germany, being the previous winners,
aren't allowed to go through.
Aren't allowed to play, even. So it's a match of three. What is it again?
Mexico, Sweden, Korea. I would say three of your favourite countries.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I genuinely true. Okay, it's a three-way match. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Three-way tie.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to a panel quiz.
A panel, but like a comedy panel.
Yeah,
quiz.
A comedy panel quiz.
So whoever does the best quiz.
Yeah, 33 seats.
Who gets Paul Merton?
None of them.
Oh.
Paul Merton's taking the quiz. Oh. He's Quizmaster. He's Quizler, right? And Angela Barnes off News Jack,
mm-hmm.
She's going to decide on the winner.
And what about Nicholas Parsons?
Nicholas Parsons, he's long dead.
By this point. by 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, I love him very much. But genuinely, though, Korea.
Okay, Group G we've already done.
Yep.
G for England.
Yeah, exactly, we winner.
Group H.
Yep.
Final one. This is something of the hipster's choice.
Okay, all right, let me actually think about this one.
Okay.
I think... Oh, you haven't told me who they are.
I haven't, but if you can guess one of the four teams in Group H...
Actually, based on the teams you've told me so far, the teams that you haven't mentioned so far, I think, are Italy...
No, not in the World Cup.
Really?
Didn't make it.
Oh, mate, that's the first time ever in 2,000 years.
In 2,000 years, since Jesus.
Since Jesus.
Since Jesus played the first World Cup.
Jesus was 18 and he was allowed to play in the World Cup. That's what they count it from. And back then, it was actually a cup.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was the
one they're looking for.
The Holy Grail.
That's it. Sorry, I wasn't kicking you then. I got a cramp.
Stop, don't try and football me.
So it's going to be Poland.
Yes!
Because you have not mentioned them yet.
Yeah, okay. That's one.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
No, not making it.
Oh, shit. You haven't mentioned...
Okay, different continents.
All on different continents.
Yes, the remaining three are all on different continents.
New Zealand.
No.
Japan.
Yes!
Great. Okay,
two more different continents.
Two more different continents.
Oh, this is great.
China?
No, the same continent as Japan, dear boy.
Oh, yeah.
Quite close to Japan.
Thinking about mainland, you know, it's different. Norway.
No. Definitely okay. Shit at football.
Scotland.
Definitely even worse at football.
Yeah. I think...
Oh, so we've already had Poland.
Yeah, Poland. We've already had them. Peru. Argentina.
No, we already had both
Brazil.
Those. Already had all of those.
Venezuela.
No, okay, I'll tell you. Colombia.
Yes, of course.
And...
America.
Senegal.
Oh, brilliant. Senegal,
1-1.
Yeah, Senegal, 1-1. It's going to be Senegal, 1-1.
Man.
Japan are going to go through, of course, because they normally reach the 16s.
Yeah.
They've
got Shinji.
And they've got Shinji Kagawa.
Oh, mate.
And Okazaki.
Yes, they did. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okazaki, of course, famous for his catchphrase.
Yeah. That's football.
It's-a-me, Okazaki.
It's-a-me, Okazaki. And then the Colombia, of course... Famous for drugs.
Yes.
So they are Shakira's friends.
Shakira's
friends. She's got a lot of sway in the football
in
game.
The hip department.
And she's gonna... Her and Tim Howard gonna lead them to victory.
Wonderful.
I'm sad that Tim Howard's not playing.
Mate, I've just got to ask you, mate. Do you have any grasp of who the actual players going to this World Cup are?
Yes. No. Yes. Yeah. Tim's not going. I know that. Yeah, I know that. No, Poch is going to be there. Watching.
He's not, yeah, he might be.
He'll watch. Of course he'll be. Pochettino.
What else are you going to do?
Oh, he's going to sit there, you know, on Google.
Do you know what his son's name is?
He's Googling it. He's called
Enzo.
Mauriciette.
Enzo.
That is cool.
Enzo Pochettino.
God, I love that. Enzo, you know how often you can be like, oh, well, if someone is called Filippo, you can be like, well, it's Philip in Britain, and vice versa, you'd be like, oh, what's the Italian for Philip, and they'd be like, well, it's Filippo.
Yeah.
What's the English for Enzo?
I don't know, maybe it might be Lorenzo, it might be a shortening of Lorenzo.
Of Lawrence,
yeah.
Actually, yeah. Oh, you're Enzo!
I'm Enzo.
Oh, sweet, what am I?
Oh, they don't bother with your name, mate.
Padraig.
Padio.
Super Nintendo boy.
Mate, I don't think you would know the difference between a real and a fake player.
Try me.
Are you kidding?
No. Hang on.
Hang on. I found it. Okay. I found it.
Quick edit
there. Okay, Paddy. You've got to go through. Here's a list of about 20, but I think slightly fewer than 20 players.
Okay.
Okay, you've got to tell me whether they are... Real boy,
yeah.
Or fake boy.
Anything else about them, or is it that easy?
You can tell me where they're from if you like, unless it gets offensive.
Unless it gets weird.
I think we'll be okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll test you out.
All right.
Number
okay.
one. I'm going to say some of these to the end actually, because I've got a little bit of a wicked Rango round.
Okay.
First on the list.
Yep.
True or false?
Yep.
Marvin.
Yep.
Plattenhard.
Mazza. It's true. He's real.
Who does he play for?
What was his name?
Marvin Plattenhardt.
Plattenhardt. He plays for Austria.
Not in the tournament. You were
Switzerland.
No, come on, man. You were
Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a real boy.
Yeah, I told you.
Real
that.
Boy.
Real
okay.
boy.
Okay. What about Maurizio Hangalido?
No. He's not real. I know he's not real.
Oh, he's not real.
Because
how do you know?
Because his name is Hanglider.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
But
Mr. Smarty Pants.
He does play.
Ruben.
Yeah.
Loftus-Cheek.
Loftus-Cheek. Ruben Loftus-Cheek. He doesn't play anymore. Because, you know what? He was playing.
Yeah.
And he thought, be better on ice. And now he plays on ice.
That is.
Alone.
And where does he come from?
France.
I mean, that's fake. I mean, you technically right, but also wrong, because he is in the England squad.
Yeah.
And he's called Ruben Loftus.
Yeah, he's on ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You ready for one more?
Yeah.
Well, I've got several more.
Okay, come on, hit me.
Tiny Bullman.
Now, I think this might be a trick question, because there was a Tony Bullman who played for Czechoslovakia back before the big split. Yeah, lest
okay.
we forget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Tiny was his son. But Tiny went into puppetry instead. And he makes puppets of footballers.
So you're saying not a footballer?
My name is Tiny Bowman.
Yeah. He's 50.
Tiny Bowman.
So
are you
saying not a footballer?
I'm not a footballer, but I am a puppet boy.
You are absolutely correct. He is a puppet boy.
Yes,
not
he's
a real
puppet
boy. Okay.
What's my score? 10-0.
I don't know. I'm not actually keeping count.
Great. Okay. Neither are they in the World Cup. It's all rigged.
Okay.
Heard it here first.
What about Reza?
Yeah.
Gucci-Nishnihad.
Wow. He's already
Reza Gucci-Nishnihad.
Ah, is Gucci-Nishnihad. Rezo sounds like a kind of football nickname.
Uh-huh.
But, all right, Rezo.
Yeah.
And I remember him. I remember him from the last World Cup because he scored the final goal
in
the World Cup.
Where does he play for then?
Germany.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's half a point. He is real.
Yes.
He's Iranian.
Ah, of
yeah.
course.
But okay.
I didn't say he scored it in the World Cup, did I?
No.
Ah, there you go.
Technically, you didn't.
He was.
But it was the last goal. Like, he was just hanging around at the back.
He scored goal. Yeah, as everyone left, he knocked one in and went, Iran. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Samuel Umtiti.
And again?
Samuel Umtiti.
Yes, he's married to Hope Solo.
Why Hope Solo? That's a deep football cut, boy.
There we go, deep football cut.
He is real, but I don't think he's married to Hope Solo.
Well, he should be. They're talking about it. They're in talks.
Samuel Umtiti is French.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
I thought so. That's a point to me.
Brian Boy,
I've met. And he isn't a footballer.
What is he?
He just works in a park. He's a ranger.
I mean, that could be right.
We've got them now.
He's not a footballer.
No, he's not, but he's real. I get another point. 10 points.
Okay.
10 points for Brian Boy.
What about Argos?
Yep.
Fanty Pans. I don't know why that's funny.
Could you say it again, but
in the native accent?
No, I want you to say it again as a 4-year-old.
Argos Fanty Pants.
Oh, that's adorable. Now say it as a really old man.
Argos Fanty Pants.
He's real.
The finest in all of Astapor.
He's real, but he's one of the Horcruxes from Harry Potter.
So we have to stab him with a basilisk.
Exactly.
He is so fake. I made that name.
Okay, great, but that's a point to me for correctly.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Sure, okay.
Okay. Karim. Yep. Kareem.
Oh, okay.
Almedals.
Well, he's real because you pronounced it wrong and you were trying to fool me, but you know that you have to pronounce
Kareem.
It
Kareem. No, it's false because I've invented a player called Karim Almedals.
Oh, bollocks. Okay.
Kareem Almedals.
Yep.
Andy Polo.
He sounds fun.
He's got a hole in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. He's got mint.
He's minty fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy Polo, real.
He's on a horse. Yeah,
real boy, fake boy.
Rides a horse.
And where's he from?
He's from Greece.
He is a real player from Peru.
Ah, yeah.
Andy Polo. I'm going to be following Andy Polo.
So he's playing this year.
And he is round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays in defence.
Yep. Okay. Jeb Jebson.
He's playing. And I can actually tell you this. He's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is he playing.
He's playing away. His wife won't find
Jeb out. Jeb Jebson is playing for Russia, right? But it's that's a bit shady, right? Because he shouldn't really be, because you know where he should be playing for?
Who?
The Croats. Yeah.
If only he was real.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah, okay.
So...
yeah, no, I accept defeat on him. Yeah, Jeb, no, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Willie.
Yep.
Caballero.
Yeah, he's totally real.
You've heard of him.
I've heard of Willie Caballero.
Okay.
I don't know where he plays
but
for.
But what about his good friend, Leander Dendonka?
He's one of the commentators.
Leander Dendonka.
Leander Dendonka.
Watch out, here's the Donka.
Watch out for Leander Dendonka. He's in the box.
He's a real Belgian player.
Yeah, and he's always
I
in the box.
Call him Leander Dendonka.
Yeah.
He's just my favourite fucking name.
Dendonka's cavern.
Okay, what about Kolo Wanka? Kolo?
Kolo.
Wanka.
I believe he's in the band YOLO Tango. he's real.
And he'll be doing the opening ceremony. He is false. I made him up.
Oh, bollocks.
I'm sorry.
I was nearly there, wasn't
you
I?
Were near there. Okay.
I was one answer away.
Last two, okay? Last two for you. One of these is real, one of these is fake.
Oh, great. Okay. All right.
Jeremy Champion.
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Dermaz.
Jeremy Champion. He's the winner.
Final answer. What if I told you this player was from Sweden? The real one.
Yeah, it's still Jeremy Champion.
No, it's Jimmy Dermaz.
It's pronounced Champignon. That's why
Champignon.
I got it wrong. Yeah, it's Cornichon.
Okay, mate. I've got I've got a quick fire round for you. You know, there's a trend in particularly Hispanic countries or South American countries to be known by one name.
Yeah.
Okay, so like Neymar.
Yeah.
Or Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Okay. All those.
Yeah.
Guys.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got some quick. Which is real? Which is made up?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. They're one name. So you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the Spanish player.
Yeah.
Crispo or Nacho?
Nacho.
He is real.
Yes,
Nacho
I know
real.
Nacho.
Okay.
Nacho plays the 4-4-2.
He plays at the point of the triangle.
Yeah, he's the point of the triangle. He's the top of the Christmas tree. He's the star of the show.
Because he's Nacho.
He is Christ. Go on.
Okay. For Brazil.
Yeah.
Fred or Greg?
Fred.
Fred is right. Well done.
Yes.
That's 2-2.
Because he could be like Frederico or something like that, right? Whereas Gregorico is not a thing.
I mean, it could be.
Could be pretty gregarious.
Gregero.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm really good at this
for
round.
Spain.
This is double points.
For
right?
Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Cola.
Yep.
Or coque.
Cola or coque. Both. It's coque.
It's Coke.
I know, it's
Coke.
Yep.
Do you know what his full name is?
Coca-Cola.
No, it's really good, and I've got to Google it because I need to do it justice. He is called Coke because his full name is Jorge Resurrection Merodio.
Oh, that's
his name is Resurrection.
Rad. Oh, great.
Bloody hell. He plays for Atletico Madrid.
Is he a striker?
He's a midfielder.
Of course, yeah.
Finally,
he is the striker of the midfield.
Finally, Alisson or Wagner.
Allison or Wagner?
Well, technically it's Fagner.
Well, it's...
with an F. Fagner.
It's Fagner.
It's a trick question. They're both real. Oh! Both Brazilian players, Paddy!
Oh, it was so close.
Oh,
they're Brazilian.
So close. They're both close. Yeah, Allison in goal.
Oh, right. I would have thought...
And Fagner the right back.
I would have thought he was like Dutch or German or something
like
that.
No, it's literally F-A-G-N-E-R.
Oh, that's great.
There we go, man.
They're going to be in the winning team.
World quiz.
Yep.
Good quiz.
Thank you very much.
Some
Cheers.
Points.
Thank you very much. I think I won.
You do. Hey, Paddy.
I beat you.
Paddy, look, we've all had a good time, but there's only one winner.
Yeah.
That is World Cup.
World Cup is the winner.
Before we go out, and I think we've really done this joke justice.
Like, yeah.
Can I just say, we've really kicked this into the ground.
Oh, mate.
Putin doesn't even want to touch it.
I can't. I'm not going to talk for weeks.
I want to hear your final predictions, your final pod pals.
Okay.
Predictions.
Pod Pals predictions.
Paddy Powell, Pod Pal predictions.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And these are gospel, right?
We're going to go top to bottom, okay? Oh, no, actually, no, we'll start with the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put these in an envelope, put it in a time capsule, and we'll look at it in 20 years and see if you were right.
Should we put bets on all of them?
Or just after the tournament? Yeah, why not? Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
Who's going to win the World Cup?
Who's going to win the World Cup?
Who's going to win the World Cup? I need a team and not a player because I know what you're like.
Okay. And can it be a manager? Can it be two teams?
No.
That have an agreement?
You tell me. It's your prediction.
Okay, everyone's gonna think that Ireland have won, right? They're gonna think it,
yeah.
Right?
Even though they didn't appear at the whole
no,
World Cup.
I meant Iceland. Everyone's gonna think that Iceland have won, but it's only because none of them watched the bloody game.
Who actually won?
Who actually won is England.
Yeah, is that your prediction?
Yeah,
England
but,
to beat Iceland
but,
in the final, but nobody to know.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody's gonna watch the game. England are gonna say they've won, right? Everyone's going to, and Iceland are going to say they've won.
Iceland have got off. They've just signed Kerry Katona.
What they
to do the shrimp platter.
Yeah, exactly. Shrimps. Yeah. Exactly. But what they don't know is right at the back, scoring all the goals, it's only Danny Rose.
Oh, Danny Rose!
He's been kicked the whole game.
Kicking the ball back and forth into the net.
Yeah, and he's going running.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
And all that time, he's been doing cricket runs as well. Tony doesn't go run backwards and forwards with his legs.
Little
leg wig. So
Danny Rose.
So it is technically England.
To win the World Cup with, like, 800 goals.
801.
Goals and runs together. So does that mean the next prediction, top scorer?
Yeah. It's not Danny Rose.
Oh, right. God. He's going to score more than that.
Kieran Trippier.
How many is he going to score?
Four. four goals.
Four, but full fat goals.
Yeah, no, because, exactly. Four of because his goals are worth 202 goals.
Come on, man, that was such an easy joke there. His goals are worth triple.
It should have been that. But I don't write the rules. Tim Howard does.
That's true. Tim Howard does write the rules.
Exactly.
We've already covered how well England are going to do because they're going to win.
Yeah, thanks to Wenger.
Who's your dark horse? Who's your shit in the pudding? Who's going to be the team that really surprises you?
You know what? I think Spain have got something.
I've heard a lot of people talk them down.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I think those Spaniards, they're not telling us everything.
Mm.
And I think if you keep a close eye on all of their games, by the way, all the men are on the pitch. They've got 12 players. No one's ever bloody mentioned
bloody
it.
Bloody General Franco snuck on at the back.
They found loophole in the rules. It's not number of players, it's total weight.
No, it's total legs. They've got 2 one-legged players.
And mass. So they've got 2 one-legged real fat guys.
Real fat guys. and they just like revolve around on their enormous stomachs.
Yeah, exactly.
But flicking their they're one sort of leg. Like,
they use them as rams.
Nice, okay.
Exactly.
This is one, I've called it tournament pet peeve. We had the Vuvuzelas in South Africa.
Yeah.
In Brazil, we had a bit of racism, or Germany were just too good.
Well, no, Brazil, it was because basically wasn't the stadium built in an area of extreme poverty.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Everyone then had to build the stadium whilst they continued to suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get real, pads. What's going to be the Russian pet peeve? Other than the racism, the homophobia, and the disgusting, regime in charge.
Okay, number of problems. In the Olympic Village, or the World Cup equivalent, Russians don't allow...
World Cup town.
World Cup town. They don't allow a number of things. Pillows. Wives.
have to make them out of snow. Bears for wives.
Yeah, exactly. And
I love a bear wife.
Oh, yeah. God, just batting your salmon. Is that you? You
batting me a fresh salmon every day for dinner.
No one would fuck with you.
Oh, none of this. No jip. Just...
No jip. Oh, good old bear wife. There's going to be a surplus of bees in each stadium. It's going to be... Yeah, exactly. And they're going to think at the top is a good idea because everyone's there. The players sure do love that honey.
They love those bees.
They've got to keep that honey up. But
and the bears love those bees.
Russians don't allow toilets. Or toilet breaks. Or toilet time. They call it no toilet time. That's their
rule. So everyone's just got to shit on the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's got to wear a Putin mask. It makes all the...
Mate, this is too many. I wanted one pet peeve.
One pet peeve is, why is everyone wearing green?
Okay. And I want 3 strange things that are going to happen. Probably pulled from that list previously. But 3 dead cert things that are going to happen. Like, for example, there was Paul the Psychic Octopus in World Cups gone by in Germany who could predict accurately what the score was going to be. What are going to be 3 weird World Cup stories?
Okay. Each team is going to get a member of the British royal family.
Oh, who are we going to get?
I'm George. Sorry, mate. No, we've got...
Not Andrew.
We've got Camilla.
Oh, shit.
We've got Camilla. And she has to play in goal.
Who's the best footballer? Who's the best footballer in the royal family?
Best footballer in the royal family, I believe, is the Duke
of Edinburgh. Chumley.
Yeah, it's the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh. Philip is not good at football.
Yeah, no, but no one wants to get near him.
Who gets Markle? Who gets new signing Markle?
Oh, mate, the Americans.
Oh, they're not here.
Oh, well, then the Greeks.
They're not there either.
And then the Polish.
Wow, I mean, this is really... One last thing is going to happen.
They're going to get to the quarters, and they're just going to call the whole thing off.
Well, this is just like the tournament.
Yeah, because someone's going to check their watch, and they're going to go...
Oh my God, it's gone way too long.
Oh my God, yeah, exactly.
I've got to go home.
I've got to get back to my kids. And they've all got kids, and they're just all going to take the time off.
So it'll just be...
And then we come back to it in 2020 at the World Cup.
Part
2020, World Cup, part 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, exactly. Where, yeah, it's going to be great. It's half the teams, twice the fun, double the noise, and half the laughs.
I can't wait for Qatar. I mean, Qatar is going to be so horrid.
Is that 2020? 2022.
2022.
2022. Oh, mate. That's going to be that's going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
But I think I've won.
What have you won?
We're the real winners.
You win the Wheel World Cup.
Wheel World Cup. I'm the wheel winner of the World Cup. Perfect. Welcome to my Wicked Wango Wow.
I think you did pretty well, man. That was a pretty comprehensive overview.
Walter Wigglesby, at your service.
Of a World Cup, of a Wigglesby World Cup that's
a
never...
A Wigglesby World Cup. We're going to have podcasts every day on all of the wiggling wactors.
Oh, I'm so tired, Paddy.
You're always
so
tired with me.
Tired. Yeah, do you wonder what the common element is there?
You know, I think I draw power from you.
Yes, I think you do.
Like I think you're my soul stone.
Like a symbiote.
Yeah, you've got all the soul gems. Oh, and I'm a warlock.
I'm Eddie Brock and you're Venom.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a little ant and you're a parasitic wasp.
That's sort of also true. I think it's more like I'm Pogba.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're Pelé. Because whenever they were on the pitch together... have you noticed? Pelé got very tired.
You
had
were doing
a little,
so
lie down.
Well.
He, no, tie, you know what he said to him? Tie him to the goal, said Pogba, and then Pogba would run with the power of four men.
Okay, I need to cut this off before I go fucking insane.
Thanks for your quiz, Laurie.
Come and watch the World Cup with Paddy and Laurie.
Place bets on all the things that I told you to place bets on.
Because they will happen.
And if you don't win, it's not my fault, but you will win, so it's fine.
I think. Well, you know, we've given everyone the real cup, the real quiz.
High five. Well done. We're the champions!
Okay. Thanks, Pads.
Sorry, mate. I'm a liability. I can't be near glass or flames. Liability. Don't let me hold your gun or children.
He's a liability.
I once killed a man and went to jail for ages. He's I'm a liability. I still see him in my nightmares, but iTunes doesn't mind.
No, they don't.
And Acast doesn't mind.
I really hope they don't.
And Laurie doesn't mind.
Yeah, mind if you actually...
And our listeners don't mind.
Yeah, you should have kept that to yourself, shouldn't you?
Like my bum. Hey there, Laurie. I'm wearing a cap. Welcome to my outro rap. It's been pretty fun and I've had a great time. Oh, and I've had a soda and lime. I made up that drink all on my own. And I'll sit on my cool drink throne.
You know you
I
can't...
am king of all the drinks. Hey, what? Don't it make you think? You my friend and I'm your friend. Ooh ah e, it's not.
That's
yet,
no. Stop the rap. As soon as you have to go ooh ah e, the rap's over. That's the official rap rule set up by Nelly in 1998.
I can rap about any item in
this room.
No, I
don't
in
want
two
you to.
Lines.
I don't want you to.
Oh my God, what is this? I see a Samsung 9. Is what this be? Oh my
That's
God,
two
what
lines.
Is this? I see. It's a vape, and I do see.
Okay, stop it now. Stop it. Those aren't raps. Those are terrible. I hate it.
I'm freestyle.
And also, just because you say something in a rap doesn't make it true. You can't copyright soda and lime in a rap and be like, oh, I'm the rap. Look at the rap.
Yeah, well, the rap, I mean, I rap things in truth, Laurie.
Yeah.
I spit truth.
No, you
like
rap. You rap stuff in the prosciutto of lies.
Ah, yeah. The asparagus of fact.
To say, you get the lovely, tender, green, pure asparagus of fact, and then you slather it in your lie ham.
In my lie ham.
Yeah.
And then it goes under the grill of your snootery.
Yeah, my snootery grill.
Do you remember Lord Snooty?
I do remember Lord Snooty.
He was fun.
I think you'll find he serves in the Conservative cabinet under the name of Jacob Rees-Mogg. Hey, look, it's the outro of the show. Thanks for joining us again for this very informative podcast World Cup preview.
Yeah.
This will be going out before the World Cup, I think.
Yeah. When's the World Cup?
In a week.
Oh, yeah, then absolutely.
Okay, great.
I'm going to try and edit this now.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Do keep in touch with us. We love to hear from you.
Yes.
Pop us a follow on Twitter, Pads, because we've been doing some good stuff on Twitter.
I will do it. I'll finally do it.
At Podshambles.
We've been doing some good stuff. Yeah. Matt, well, Laurie got me tweeting. And because he's already tweeting. He's good at tweeting. And so I've started tweeting. And they're very much jokes that you'll like and no one else will. So it would be great if you were the ones receiving those tweets. And that will be lovely. But we're trying to be a bit more active on there, put some more stuff up on there. You can also, lots of you send us nice things, so you can remember that it's podshambles@gmail.com.
Oh, do send us something nice. God, there's a lot of trash in there.
I love it when nice things happen.
Why don't you send us a nice, funny GDPR email?
Oh, yeah. gosh darn, please resubscribe. GD.
Hey, we don't want to lose touch, babe.
And then we'll get, you know, fucked. Yeah, by, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the other thing, I don't know if you've noticed, listeners, but Laurie and I have been a little more focused recently.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, because
that Ritalin I'm giving you. We were soda and limes, without you noticing.
Yeah, those aren't limes, those are pills. I've been listening to the episodes as we've been editing them, and, like, we basically just now talk about one thing.
I know.
For ages.
Well, we ostensibly talk about one thing.
Well, exactly, but it's sort of, it seems to be more themed now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you've got any ideas for themes, we thought you could let us know. Just give us, like, honestly, like a one word, a sentence, anything, and we will try and do our best to extrapolate it. And I don't know, because we can think of things ourselves, but quite often you guys are going to have something you're like, oh, we're not Laurie and Paddy think about flip-flops.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a bit
stretch, isn't
it? Will it? I don't know.
They call them thongs, I hear, in Australia.
It's the sound of a penguin walking as well, a flip-flop.
Is that why they're called flip-flops?
No, absolutely not.
It's just a thing they share with penguins.
But, like, this one's been football. Last week was smells.
Yeah.
Week before, I think, was Gilmore Girls.
So, if
you've got anything, just, like, tweet it at us or send us an email or... That would be lovely. And I set them up. We're doing a double act outro.
What do I do then? You set them up and they're done, aren't they?
You say one. Say a thing.
You set them up and I leave them alone.
Yeah. And it's a good night from me.
Oh, you go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, and Paddy's very tired.
Yeah, and not and it's a and it's a and and it, and I've had a really nice time on the podcast.
Hey man, it's been good. I'll see you next time.
I'll see you immediately after
I'm
this.
I'm going to bring you back a cow from India.
Thank you. I'll bring you back some Brighton Rock.
Oh,
I'm not going to Brighton, I'll just...
You Brighton Rock.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Loz. Best friends. Bye, everyone.
Fuck you.
It's not that I smell. It's just... I think I need one. A little catch-up. Catch-up shout.
Little catch-up. I'm just texting, mate. I'm not even listening.
You're not even listening. Who are you texting?
I'm texting Triple H.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to ask him about the wrestling?
I'm saying, thanks, mate.
For all the moves.
I'm doing a podcast right now, so I can't do it.
Can't tag him. Do you remember his moves?
People's H.
People's H, yeah. Walls of Jericho.
Preparation H.
Yep. Moonsault.
Straight up the butt.
Do you remember a moonsault?
No, mate. I don't never go into wrestling.
All of our friends are getting back into wrestling. Have you noticed that? Like, James and Kate, especially, they now go to, like, watch...
Oh, I'm gonna wrestle you up! I'm gonna wrestle you down! I'm gonna wrestle you in! You ain't gonna know what's going down, my boy.
Wrestle me!
I'm gonna come at you like a ton of wrestle bricks.
Beat each other with chairs. That's what I do. Have you ever hit anyone with a chair? I have. Have you?
No. What? When did you hit someone with a chair?
It was a game at school that was I think it was probably wrestling induced, but it was see if you could hit the other person with a chair and see if you could do it in a way that wrestlers do it where it doesn't hurt. And it didn't hurt, but in trying to escape from someone trying to hit me with a chair, Robin, I jumped over a table and broke two of my ribs.
Wow.
And then I had to explain that we were wrestling.
What a life you lead.
I lead a pretty cool life.